Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, February 28th, 2020. I'm Rich Straffolino. The information reports that, according to sources, Apple is preparing to mass-produce a new iPad keyboard with a built-in trackpad to be released with updated iPad Pros later this year. iPadOS currently supports mouse input, but only through the assistive touch technology as an accessibility option. Facebook canceled the in-person part of its F8 developer conference set to take place May 5th through 6th. Facebook says that instead it will conduct locally hosted events, videos, and livestream content. The Chinese League of Legends Pro League announced it will resume its season March 9th after suspending play over COVID-19 concerns. Players will be required to undergo a 14-day monitored quarantine period and meet all local health requirements, and matches will shift to online-only play rather than in front of fans. Microsoft and Epic Games both announced they will not attend the Game Developers Conference over concerns about the COVID-19 virus. Microsoft will host livestream versions of the majority of its planned GDC panels on its website from March 16th through the 18th. Microsoft also announced it's canceling its ID at Xbox event in San Francisco for the same reason, with alternative plans to be announced soon. Amazon announced it banned over 1 million products that claim to either cure or prevent the COVID-19 virus. The company also said it terminated tens of thousands of deals from merchants that attempted to price gouge customers on hygiene masks and hand sanitizer. Amazon said it's using automated systems and manual review of listings to look for both. German news outlet Deutsche Presse Agentur reports that Google officially petitioned the U.S. government to allow it to supply its Play Store and apps on Huawei Android devices. Back in November, Microsoft won a similar license to supply Huawei with Windows 10 for use in the Chinese firm's computers. The U.S. Senate unanimously passed the Secure and Trusted Telecommunications Network Act, which bans the FCC from giving funds to telcos to purchase equipment from companies deemed threats to the U.S. The act requires the FCC establish a $1 billion fund to help smaller ISPs replace equipment, and for the FCC to establish a list of companies deemed threats. The Rural Wireless Association estimated in 2018 that about 25% of its members use equipment from Huawei or ZTE, likely to be affected by the legislation. The U.S. House passed the bill in December, and it now awaits the president's signature. Reuters reports that the U.S. Federal Communications Commission will propose fining AT&T, T-Mobile, Sprint, and Verizon at least $200 million for improperly disclosing consumer location information, according to sources. In 2018, the FCC announced it began an investigation into website flaws that could allow tracking on mobile devices, which later expanded into a probe into third-party use of consumer real-time location data. Leading FCC Chair Ajit Pai to confirm in January, one or more wireless carriers apparently violated federal law. T-Mobile is reportedly expected to face the largest fine. The Washington Post obtained a letter from Maryland State Law Enforcement to lawmakers advising that U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials have been permitted to run facial recognition searches on the state's driver's license photo database without a warrant. Since 2018, ICE officials have logged almost 100 sessions in the database, although it's unclear how many searches were run or when access to searches actually began. ICE has run similar searches on licensed photos in Utah, Vermont, and Washington to match photos of illegal immigrants to driver's licenses, but had to request a state official run the search. ICE spokeswoman Danny Bennett said these types of searches are not used routinely for civil immigration enforcement, rather by special agents looking into cybercrime or child exploitation. The Maryland General Assembly scheduled hearings on two bills this week that would require a warrant to run searches on the database. Facebook has paused its election reminder function in the European Union while it addresses concerns from the Irish Data Protection Commission. The election day reminder displays a notification to users on the day of a local election to remind them to vote. Facebook does not explain the criteria it uses to determine if a user sees the reminder. The concerns from Ireland's DPC revolve around transparency over what personal data is collected when users engage with the feature. And finally, Apple CEO Tim Cook announced the company will open its first store in India next year. During the company's annual shareholder meeting, Cook also said Apple would open an online store in India this year. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.